on the posuk of the Bigodim in Parshas Tzatzriah of the Negatzoras that appears on the Bigodim and then eventually on the house and so forth. So he explains what the inyan is. And he says, Omnom heyed hakosuv shalefom yigiyah zeh kepela bibgodim ubebatim. Sometimes we see this, he says before, that it's not natural that it happens. It's a pele, it's a wondrous, it's a miraculous thing that happens, that all of a sudden a nega appears in the begodim or the batim. And this is to awaken the ear, catch our attention on the averus that we have. Chazal say that avak shvius, a person who violates shvius, even in the slight avak, is odom noisim and noisim beperes shvius. Soif hadovo, soif moicher es metaltolov. Lo hirgish soif moicher sodeu. He starts a little bit, he's doing some business beperes shvius. Eventually he ends up, he has to sell his metaltolin, eventually he has to sell his field. Things happen to him to awaken him, hopefully, to the mistake that he's making. And if he doesn't wake up with one, that he gets other occurrences which could wake him up more. The kol zeh bechemlas Hashem al amoy. All of this is a result of Hashem's mercy on His people. V'chein kiblu zal she'ein bigdei goyim etamim ben goyim. That goyim don't have negoyim in their begodim. V'zeh ki omnom hamin ho enoishi hu hatachlis hamechuvin b'metzias b'prat b'metzias hanifsodim. B'prat b'metzias hanifsodim. Mankind is the tachlis of creation. Now, Hashem created in all those things, at least that, I guess nifsodim means that they live, they're not eternal beings like malochim, but the tachlis of creation is the minho enoishi, is humankind. Ki hu levadoi muchon mikulam liois doime laboire. Because man is prepared, more than any other creature in creation, to be enlightened to Hashem. He can become godly. He can become deimel Hashem, like Hashem. B'muskolois uvemasiois, in seichel, in thinking, in seicheldika things, and in action. Kasher heyid hu yisborach b'omo, as the Torah itself is made, He created us b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu. And He says v'yitzdak zeh b'chol echad me'ishei ha'odom. This is appropriate. This is true by every person. B'sichlo ha'ishi Hanikrot Selim Elikim, with his human seichel. Human seichel is called Selim Elikim, and uvekoyche habechiri, and the koyach of free choice that he has, Hanikrot Mus Elikim. That's what it means with Salmeinu Kidmuseinu. He created us with the seichel which is comparable to the seichel of the Creator, and the bechira which is also comparable to the Mus. Hashem can do anything He wants. Man has a bechira chofshis to do what he wants as well. So ki ho'odom levadoi benivroim hu bala bechira. The odom is the only person who's a bala bechira. V'kasher yis'oirer lihisboinein metzius boiroi. And when he awakens himself, or he becomes awakened to focus and ponder on the existence, the metzius of Hashem, of His Creator, v'godloi and His greatness, v'tuvai and His goodness, Asher boy hu rav chesed ve'emes, through these goodness and greatness, he's full of chesed and emes. That's what he does. Ki ani Hashem oise chesed mishpot utztok. He does chesed ve'emes. Uvehem oise tztoku umishpot. And through this chesed ve'emes that he does, he's constantly inflicting on the bria and enacting upon the bria tzedek, that which is appropriate. Chesed, that's appropriate, al pidin, umishpot, and justice. Then he says, this is what a person should be misboinen. He be ma'ir himself to be misboinen. The achar shehisboinen, and after he focuses on this, the hikir zeh, and he realizes this, yelech bidrochov lasis ritzoinoi kirtzoinoi. He will go in the ways of Hashem to do ritzoinoi kirtzoinoi. He neizeh beli sofek doime leboiroi. This person, Beli Sofik is Doima to Hashem, Yoiser Mikol Sharan Ivroim. more than any other creation, and this is the ultimate purpose for which Hashem created the world. This person will be mamish, the foundation, the pillar of the world, because he is the purpose for which the world was created. That person who can emulate Hashem in his own actions and in his own understanding, and he is the foundation. This is the purpose for which the whole world was created. And he goes on with other things, what happened with Oynesh, and he says that if a person does things intentionally, then there's a certain level of Oynesh, but when he's b'sheigeg, then this whole parsha of Negoim comes in to educate him, to awaken him, to make him come to realize his mistakes, and hopefully to elevate himself again. But I think it's interesting to note that he says the system of how a person brings out this godless, this demel Hashem, this so-called godliness in his own existence. He first has to focus on the mitzvahs of Hashem, the existence of Hashem. Without the recognition of Hashem, it doesn't happen. The emulating Hashem can only happen if I have that picture of focused on the mitzvahs of Hashem. And I have to be his attributes, because if I'm not focusing on the attributes, then what do I have? What's the picture? He has no physical picture. V'gadloi v'tuvoi, godloi v'tuvoi, his greatness, his goodness, that he's rav chesed v'emes, full of chesed and emes, and he does in this world stoko mishpot. And then he says v'acha shehisboinen v'hikirze, and the hisboinenus, and when he comes to the, he's misboinen, and recognizes this, he can reach that level through this isboinenus of to go in the darkei Hashem, lasus retzoyne kirtzoyne. It becomes that he wants to do the rotzen Hashem as if it was his rotzen, and I assume that the pshat in that is because since I have become so doymel Hashem that I am so identified with him, I have so molded myself in his midos, in his ways, that I now want to do ritzoinoi kirtzoi, his rotzen, as if it's mine, because I myself am that type of a godly being, so to speak. And he's fulfilling the tachas hamuchub meyeis haboirei. It seems that the process is one of his boinenus. And, you know, sometimes his boinenus is something that's not so simple. You know, we read, we think, we understand, we even do things, but the focus, the attention, the mitzias Hashem, the chesed Hashem, the emes, the tzedek, the mishpot, these things, it seems that a person through that hisboinenus can bring himself, it seems that it'll happen. It's yelech bedrochov, it seems, it's not the pshat that then he should go. He will go bidrochov and he'll reach such a level of retzoyne kirtzoyne, because he says, hinei zeh b'li sofik doyme l'boyro. This person is doyme l'boyro. We're not talking about what he's supposed to do or what he's going to do. We're talking about what's going to happen. And this person will make himself doyme l'boyro. In other words, the process seems to be a very simple process. Sure, it's not so simple, but it's a process of hisboinenus. We have to constantly, that's what Musa is all about, hisboinenus, to focus. Focus on Hashem. Hashem is in the world. Hashem is the creator. He created the world. His godless, his greatness, his goodness, his chesed, his emes. He does chesed or mishpat in the world. And this hisboinenus can bring us to identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a measure that we're already ready to go bidrochov and to reach the level of oise retzoinoi kiretzoineinu, that all of a sudden, because I've become so identified with him, I become so close to him, I become so enlightened to him in all my midas, that now all I want to do is whatever he wants, because what he wants is what I want. It's mamish, not even, it seems, not even it should be just as if with the same passion. It's mamish like the same thing. A person can reach such a level. And this is in seichel and in actions when he is mispoinin on who the Bairi Olam is. Now, he continues and he says, he explains why Klal Yisrael is the one that were chosen to follow this path and to fulfill the purpose of creation. Towards the bottom of this column, he says, the kasher, the end of the third line from the bottom, kasher bochar beuma Yisrael, when Hashem chose in the nation of Klal Yisrael, uma Yisraelis, ka'omru bechor bochar Hashem elekecho liyo Yisrael lam skula, he chose you to be the chosen nation. V'zem mipnei, what does that amount to? Why? Shetikvas ha-mechuven me'ita Yisborach, he yoyser re'uya u'metsuya be'ishe zoyis ha'uma, because the hope of the intended hope of Hashem to fulfill the purpose of creation with human beings that will elevate themselves to be doymel Hashem is yoyser re'uya u'metsuya be'ishe zoyis ha'uma. It's more to be found in this nation. Why? Rather than in people of other nations, ki omno mitzius habayre va'achdusoi noida biktsoso, because the existence of Hashem and the achdus Hashem is known to us in part umekubul bekula and received all of that. I guess everything that we know about it is completely passed down. Meho avois ki omru noida biyehuda elikim biyisrael godol shemoi. That they, and therefore, because this Klal Yisrael is of that capability, because of the Hiraisim HaTorah, V'Achelek HaYuni, gave us the Torah, which is the intellectual part, the HaMitzvah, V'Achelek HaMasi, and then we can continue on in achieving this Shleimus. And the reason then that Klal Yisrael was chosen for this was, it seems, that Be'ikar is that we have Be'erusha from the Ovis. You know, sometimes we take Chazal say Mose Gia Masa Lamase Avoy Se Avrom Yitzchak Yaakov, but we sort of, yeah, okay, we should try to be Chesed and Emes and all the midas of the Ovis. But it seems from here that the Gadlus of Klal Yisrael is that we have these things that we have a Mesira that we were passed down, that knowing Hashem and the Achdus Hashem is something that has been passed down from generation to generation, and it's that Mesira that distinguishes us with this possibility to be able to achieve. Potentially, all of mankind has it. Everyone was created B'Tselem U'Dmus, but the Klal Yisrael has one unique ingredient that we got B'Mesira from one generation to the next, these concepts. And it seems that that having in it these concepts are the basis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah. Without it, the Torah wouldn't work. It's the Torah works on the Klal Yisrael because the basis, Avraham Avinu discovered Ben Sholish Hikir Es Boiroi, because he understood who Hashem and the Ovis had these concepts, and Memela, since it's passed on to us, it's, I guess, genetic, it's in our blood, it's in our Mesira, and Memela, we are prepared to be able to follow these directives. If that's the case, then I guess we have to take a little bit more seriously the Maisei Ovis, because that's really where the strength to be able to achieve this Shleimus and this Doimel Hashem, that's really where it comes from. So I noticed we mentioned it on a Shabbos in briefly in the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar b'Yom HaKippurim Shel Yovel. So the Chinuch distinguishes between that Tkiya and the Tkiya on Rosh Hashanah. He says ve'ein inyan kinyan Tkiyas HaShofar b'Rosh Hashanah shat Tkiya hahi onu oisim likboya machshavteinu al inyan Akedas Yitzchok. It's to set our machshava on the inyan of Akedas Yitzchok. Focus on Akedas Yitzchok. Unitzayer benafshenu, and here he says something that he doesn't say in the Rosh Hashanah on the mitzvah of Shofar, and to picture in our nefesh, lasis gam onu komoihu le'avas Hashem. We should picture ourselves doing just like Avraham Avinu did, taking his ben yochid that he was promised ki beyitzchok ikor lechozora, and the whole world is going to be totally in that haftocha. Taking that ben yochid and la'avas Hashem, because he loved Hashem and Hashem told him to shecht him, he takes him to shecht. And we should picture, when we think of Akedas Yitzchok, when we think of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok and the Nesoyan that they had, we should think of ourselves, put ourselves in their place and see ourselves being capable of doing such an action. Umitech kach, Yale zichreinenu lefnei Hashem letoiv. This is on Rosh Hashanah. Our memory will elevate in front of Hashem letoiv. Kloimar sheniya zakoyim lefunov. Will be zakai in the din in front of Hashem because of this, of what? Not the schus of Akedas Yitzchok, he says, but because of this effort to picture ourselves in the position of Avraham Avinu, in the position of a Yitzchok, and to imagine ourselves doing that machmas, a level of Avas Hashem, and that today in modern science they call that guided imagery, that when a person imagines himself doing something, an act, then it makes it easier for it physically to take place. All different ramifications they have in sports and in science and in health and in different things. So this seems to be the idea over here, which means then, if it's the lessons of the Ovos that have given us that special hechsher to be able to take the Torah and mitzvahs and elevate ourselves to the ultimate fulfillment of the purpose of creation, which is to be Deimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his midas HaTzedek and Mishpat and Chesed and Emes and so forth, then the method would seem to be not just Mosei Giyah Masel Masei Avosai, but would seem to be to look at the Ovos and to see the lessons of the Ovos and to picture ourselves with that guided imagery, with that Tzir Chushi, which is what Musar B'Espailus is about, and to picture myself, I'm doing it. Could I do an Akedas Yitzchok? Do I love Hashem enough? Could I picture myself loving Hashem enough to be able to perform an Akedas Yitzchok, to be able to perform the Chesed of Avraham Avinu, to be able to go with the Erlichkeit of Yaakov Avinu, to be able to live my life by those values and taking them and picturing myself in that? That L'chaira has the ability to deepen the lesson, the benefit, the Mesorah that I have from the Ovos. It goes so far that the Chinuch says that on Rosh Hashanah it can make the difference, and we can be, because of this, Sheniya Zakoyim Mitoch Kach Yala Zichroneinu Lefnei Hashem Letoiv Kloimar. What does that mean? Sheniya Zakoyim Lefonav will be Zakai Bedin because of this effort. This effort must be so powerful. This effort must have such a tremendous effect. If every time we think about the Maisei Ovos and we think that this is where our godless and our ability to rise to the highest levels of spiritual accomplishment comes from, and if we picture ourselves in their shoes, and if we make this tzir chushi to see us performing the acts that they performed, we're not going to get there overnight. It's not going to happen. We certainly can't get depressed if we don't get there. It's just part of an effort to elevate us a little bit more. But it seems that the effort itself is such a schus that we can achieve the Zakai Badin Sheniya Zakoyim Lefonav on Rosh Hashanah just with this effort, so that the effort itself seems to be so choshev, and it's certainly a means of elevating ourselves to further and higher levels of godliness.